Hello again, Uncle Douglas here. Welcome to episode 31 of the Hypermanic Noise Podcast. Today's guest is a familiar face on the show. Not that we have videos, so you may not have seen his face. It's a beautiful face nonetheless. Bruno Oliveira is in the studio. He's the Portuguese assassin, the cuddle pimp. One of the funniest cunts on the scene in WA, dare I say Australia. Every time Bruno's on, I like to upset him with some idiot from the internet. I've upset him with a guy who lives as a dog. I've upset him with a man in his 50s that wants to live as a six-year-old girl. And today we went with hookers for Jesus and pole dancing for Jesus. Yeehaw, because I know when I want to get close to the Lord, nothing does it like a lap dance. We spoke about sociopaths because we're fascinated about that. And if you want to if you want to hear a story about suplexing a stranger into a garden, you've come to the right place. One of my favorite stories that I'd forgotten about until the other day when I was talking to Bruno. Yeah, so enjoy it. If you like the show, leave a thumbs up, share it with your friends, leave a positive comment. Thanks so much for the support. Enjoy it.
Podcast initiation complete. Warning, this episode may cause brain damage. Hypermanic noise.
Keep it 100?
100.
Do you say keep it 100? Or is that not cool?
That sounds boring.
Is that how you're supposed to say it? But is it cultural appropriation if I say keep it 100?
I've always wondered about culture, like appropriation. Is me doing what another culture does that...
You're going to love this, right? There are people that think, you know, like the how extremely PC the world's getting?
Yeah.
I'm learning Spanish. There's people that say that's cultural appropriation.
Get fucked.
Because that's not my language and my culture. And as a white person, it's like
it's
whatever
taboo
of me to be learning that. As opposed to, no, I want to learn the language so I can actually meet people of that culture.
And fucking speak to them?
Rather than go there as a white tourist being like, oh, olé, give me a beer, cunts. Yeah. gracias.
Yeah, like, it's actually like so much more of a piece of shit move to not learn the language.
Yeah.
Like, you're actually being more of a cunt if you choose not to.
I love my auntie to death, right? But she said to me, oh, they're so rude in France. I said, why? She said, I just went into the shop and I just needed a stamp. And I grabbed the postcard and I just pointed at it. And I just kept saying, I just need a stamp. I need a stamp. I just need a stamp. And they wouldn't help me. That was so rude. And I'm thinking, imagine if someone came up to you in a shop here and said, jamais de bleu, à de bleu, comme à sa bleu.
Yeah, and fucking
just pointing at something.
Yeah, it's like...
You couldn't look in your phrase book, please, I need stamp. That's fucking whiteys, man. Fucking
that's,
whiteys, they're the worst.
Now, that's where I feel the white privilege term comes into play. It's where people are like, oh, it doesn't exist. Well, you go into another country and not even wanting to even try know how to say hi in that whatever place you're at. You don't even try to fucking learn to say hello it doesn't get any more white privilege than that shit.
But, or, like, I went to, in 2008, I went to 13 countries. And when I got to Greece, no fucking idea. And I would just
or
say,
symbols.
I would say, I'm so sorry. I don't speak any Greek. I'm really confused. Do you speak English?
See, that's polite.
Yeah, but I need a stamp!
You see, people do it like being a prick. Like, even how they ask, they're just being absolute pieces of shit human beings. And they're not even trying to empathize or get them to understand, oh, look, I'm not from here. I'm very sorry. And I'm speaking English. Do you know someone that does talk English? Can you... They're just like looking at him with expectation. You have to learn English. It's like, you fucking...
You know what's
cunt.
Funny? I did that in Amsterdam because I was all right with the German basics and the French basics, but Holland was a bit weird and the Dutch are fucking weird. I'm allowed to say it because they're white. They're fucked. The Dutch.
Fair call.
I was going to say the Dutch and the South Africans because that's because the South Africans came from the fucking Dutch. And I'm talking the white ones. The rest of them have had a hard trot.
Yes.
So I go there. I was like, excuse me. I'm so... It's the main drag of Amsterdam. They speak English. Anyone over the age of fucking 50 there speaks English.
That's true.
But I said, I'm so sorry. I don't speak any Dutch. I'm a bit lost. Could you help me find my my the hostel I'm staying at. Oh, yes, no problem. I can help you. No worries. Oh, you've got a long way to walk. I draw you a map. Draws me this map. I walk for fucking hours.
No shit.
And I'm like, where the fuck is this place? And all, you know, it's like Donstrasse and all, all the streets. And
I
go
words.
In, I have the same conversation. I'm so sorry, I'm lost. I don't know what to
no
do.
No one gave a fuck.
That guy says, oh, no problem. I help you. I draw you a map. Draws me a map. Fucking back to where I started. The place I was looking for was no, it couldn't
nowhere
be
near
more than 100 meters from where I was.
No shit.
There's no way that guy didn't know. But he just sent me on a wild goose chase to fuck with me.
Bro, do you want to fucking spin out? I went to Melbourne like a few months back. Believe it or not, I don't know what it is about Melbournians, but
they're fucked.
Well, yeah, they are. But it's like, bro, you have no idea how many people I asked and how confident they were in what the fuck they were saying, knowing that they don't even know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah.
Like every single time, man, I was trying to find this fucking club. I'm not too sure like where it was, but I was like, sorry, man, like, do you know how to get to like such and such? And like, oh yeah, yeah, mate, you know what? Just keep going down this road, take a second left, and then you will see the like so detailed, like, oh yeah, like you'll see like a hospital there, keep going, like roundabout, go right, you should see like a guy on the street called Sam, should be just there. And you're like, oh fuck, that guy sounds pretty confident. Like, I'm gonna do exactly what he said. I ended up at the other side of the city.
Yeah.
And then I asked like someone there, sorry, like, do you know how to get this club? Oh mate, you're far away, mate. You gotta go all the way back. Like, what the fuck? But they're so confident.
Yeah.
And they know fuck all.
We, by the way,
cunts.
Bruno Oliveira's on the show.
Yeah, what's good? My man. My man.
When I was in a band, right? We're in central Queensland, which is basically
the most racist part of Australia.
That, and it's like Kalgoorlie in the middle of fucking nowhere, but replace the mines with cows. That's where I'm from.
Had no idea.
And we start playing in our band and we start getting a bit of heat locally, and you know, we've got 150 people coming every Friday to see us, and it's all right. And then we meet this guy through a music shop, and his name's Billy the Kid. And Billy the Kid, he used to play in a band with the guitarist from Anthrax.
Okay.
Anthrax, a big metal band from the 80s.
You have to break down everything.
It doesn't matter. It's all lies. So he basically told us he played in this band with the guy from the band Anthrax. The band was called Fist. And what that was, basically the guy from Anthrax was on a TV show where they got all these rock musicians to form a band for like a reality show. And in one episode, they were thinking about calling the band Fist. This is all documented on TV. I know he wasn't in it.
Yeah.
He's huge in Germany. He's bringing out a solo album in Germany. He was going to sign us to his label, and we loved it. We used to invite him to rehearsals to hear his bullshit. And
see, I can't do that, man. Like,
it was so fun. It was so bad that it was hilarious. Oh, we'll bring you the contracts. We're still waiting for the contracts.
No, you see, like people like that, I can't physically be around.
I can't normally, but this was one of those like fucking like a white rhino or a unicorn. It was just so retarded that you had to let it happen. It was so funny because he believed it.
But see, those are the problems that I have. Like, man, there was this dude, right? Now, like, I can understand to a certain degree that, okay, like, this cunt was spitting pure bullshit, right?
Mm.
Like, utter bullshit that you knew as soon as he spoke, like, it's full of shit, right?
It took me 2 seconds to Google it, and I went,
this cunt's full of shit. Yeah. Exactly. But so I can't stand having a laugh, like, coming from, like, you're laughing at the fact that it's so ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, the shit that I have a problem with is when someone tells you a lie that's believable when you know it's full of shit, but they're telling you, in a way, I feel like I'm being undermined because you think I'm falling for your shit when it's full of shit. I'll give an example, right? This one cunt, fucking mate of my mates. Not even, I wouldn't even consider him an acquaintance. I think it's giving him too much credit.
Yeah.
So this cunt's just a fuckwit. Lies through his teeth. He'll lie about eating Cocoa Pops when he had rice bubbles. Yeah. Like, he's a fucking weird cunt. But this cunt, he was like, oh, like, he got, I seen it on the Snapchat, like, I clicked on the story and shit, and I saw a clip of him in hospital, like, with a fucking, like, a sling on his arm. I thought, what the fuck, did he break a collarbone? or I think a broken arm or some shit. I was like, what the fuck? And I seen him a few days later. I was like, hey, man, like, what the fuck happened? He had a sling and shit. He was like, oh, man, I got so fucked up, bro. I was like, well, what? That's what happened. And he's like, oh, man, I was walking home like, from the gate, like the gate pub.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in Coburn. He's like, this cunt claims he was walking home from the gate and someone tackled him out of nowhere and started beating him and then goes, oh, fuck, sorry, man, I was the wrong person. Wait. This cunt believed that and told me, and I'm looking at him like, are you for real, cunt?
You know what's funny?
Well,
I actually have a story where that we left the pub.
The get fucked, are you for real?
Not here. This is in central Queensland.
Even so, worse, man. But,
so...
That actually happened.
We
fuck me, bro.
We left the pub. My mate, we're driving. And there's this guy that's hammered walking along. My mate goes, oh, pull over. That's my mate. So I say, okay. Small town. Thought it probably was his mate. He gets out of the car, runs over to the guy, picks him up like a WWE wrestler, dumps him in the garden. And then does like the whole, like the 1980s crossed arms thing across the crotch. Like, oh, it does like his wrestling move, runs and jumps in the car. And he's like, go. And I drive.
Wrong guy.
And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Who was that? Was that your mate? He goes, yeah, it was my mate. Just drive. I'm like, was that, should we go and see if he's okay? He's like, dude, that wasn't my mate. We went on an adventure, and then I came back. Came back to check on the guy. He was that hammered; he wouldn't have even known that happened because he made his way back towards the pub and was passed out on the island in the middle of the road.
Hey, imagine what was going through his head. He like gets back out. What the fuck just happened? Who was that?
Oh, I forgot about that until right then. But he's pull over. It's my mate.
And then, okay, go.
We're going to give him a lift. Like, but it was the full WWE thing. Like,
fuck, I'm crying.
I don't know if I'm inventing. You know how sometimes you think about shit and you want to. Like, I don't think he did like a people's elbow, but he was doing all of those moves on top of it.
Like a Ric Flair. Woo!
But this guy, he had a wrestling ring in his backyard.
Oh, so he was hardcore into
it. Yeah, it was legit.
He was trying to break his neck to cut.
Like, he did a full suplex. He picked him up on his shoulders and dumped him into the garden. And then told us to escape.
Oh, fuck, man. This cunt...
He just made it up.
Man, like, this dude who was like, man, like, this guy, he just tackled me out of nowhere. And I was on the ground, like, in the fetal position. And then he just like, started laying into me. He's like, oh, fuck, sorry, man, like, wrong person. And it's just like, okay, where did the guy go? Did he walk off? Did he help you up? Like, he didn't even continue on with the lie. So I was like, what happened to the guy? He just mysteriously disappears after he does it. And I'm like, come on, man. Like, that didn't happen. Bro, he stuck to this lie. And even me, I'm like, giving him a chance. I'm like, hey, like, it's all good. Like, didn't happen. You know what I mean? Bro, it did, bro. He talks like he's a real feminine fuckwit.
He sounds like a cool guy.
Yeah, nah, he is. But then, bro, this cunt went on with it for, like, the next few months. And we were, like, doing a shutdown. And, like, my mate that he told the lie to had enough of his shit. He was like, fuck this cunt. He's like taking the piss out of him in front of people. He had enough. He was like,
and he's doing it to get out of work and shit too, right?
Yeah, 100%. And then he tells us, he goes, man, bro, like, do you believe that this cunt didn't even fucking get made piss or like get mobbed, as he said? And my mate was like, yeah, we know. We've been in fights before. That doesn't happen. And then he was like, oh no, man, it turns out that he tried to do a backflip to impress his chicks, and he landed wrong.
Why not just say that?
That's my point.
Yeah.
But he felt like a little bitch, so he chose to lie which
made him look like a little bitch.
It made him look even worse. And it's just like...
But, like, you got the shit kicked out of you, and your arm's a bit sore.
It's fucking weird.
I don't know, man. This guy, he was just really targeting my arm.
Yeah, no shit.
I was covering up my hands and my head, and, you know, I was... ducking and moving, he just kept punching the one arm. Kicking me in the arm.
It turns out, like, he broke his collarbone and shit. But my whole point is where, like, this cunt, like, went on with the lie for ages. We're trying to tell him, look, man, like, it's all good. But he just kept persisting with it. So, you're a fucking idiot. Dumb cunt.
Yeah.
I'm not friends with that guy.
I like that guy.
Yeah.
He sounds good. Well, I want to know if you're going to be friends with these people, Bruno.
I don't want to fucking see this clip.
So, we always, I always, you're always happy to learn about the people that I teach you about on this show. Yeah, you were a fan of the guy that lived like a dog. You were a fan with the people that have sex with dogs. I think everyone's aware of you. You really like the way the world's going.
Yep.
That's so why not use sex to sell Jesus?
Now, since we're on this topic of God, has anyone else noticed how God and the church seem to be trying to weasel their way into every part of American life? Like even the more scandalous parts.
Yeah, like little boys.
We told you just a few weeks ago about hookers for Jesus.
Hey, this is
then
better
we
than
we told you about the church
boys.
That capitalized off of Super Bowl Sunday by hosting a seminar on how pornography has affected marriages, especially for football players. Do you remember this promo for Porn Sunday?
Oh no.
Sex is an awesome thing that God designed, but here's how he designed it.
I mean, you go to MSN or CNN or MSNBC and see, you know, this, and it leads you to a link to this, and pretty soon I'm into this world that I never really knew existed.
I'm watching.
If you're
horses
a man that's struggling and it's in secret, let me tell you, this is the one thing in your life that I'm convinced of is holding you back from doing what God wants you to do.
Suck dick.
Now surely that church was successful.
What do you reckon?
Hell, they got major NFL players to back their cause.
This world's
but
doomed.
What if I told you that now there's a new addition? Now there is pole dancing for Jesus. And no, I'm not making that up. In Houston, a pole dancing instructor began sessions once a month where women have to bring their church program to be allowed to participate in the class. And during the class, the women learn how to shimmy and shake while listening to upbeat contemporary Christian music.
What the fuck?
That's awesome, hey.
That's very conflicting.
I know that when I'm getting, you know, when you see a chick swinging around a pole, grinding her ass, you want to be listening to, like, Jesus is my savior and he's coming back to earth. Like,
yeah, no shit. Like, what the fuck?
And you have to bring your, like, your church service to prove that you've been to church, like, so you're a secret slut.
But it's like, what, like, Bible studies and shit, are they gonna be quoting scriptures as they're giving you lap dance?
I hope so.
As in, like, oh, don't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. It's like, what the fuck?
How's your weekend going? Oh, you know, just lost some money. Well, just remember Jebediah 3:17 when Moses was in the desert and he lost his money. And, you know, do you want me to take my... Have you got any $5 bills?
Fucking hell, man. Bro, Jesus is probably up there just thinking, what the fuck?
Hang on. Jesus famously spent time with lepers, drug addicts, prostitutes, or whatever.
Yeah, so, like, he was a man of the people.
So if I'm in a strip club learning about Jesus, isn't that what he'd want?
Actually, in a sense, yes. At the same time, I think it's the context of the situation. Because, okay, let's look at Jesus, right, as the person that he's portrayed, who's a man of the people. He doesn't judge anybody. He looks at everybody the same.
Yeah.
But I don't think, I could be wrong, but I don't think he'll probably be the type of dude where, like, he's hanging out while you're snorting coke. Like, he'll probably be like, look, come talk to me afterwards. Let me know, or whatever. I don't think he'll be in the actual...
Nah, he totally would.
I'm not saying that he won't.
No, I don't know. Who knows?
But I think, like, not as they're stripping, but, like, I'll see...
You know what? I think Jesus is probably a bit more unhinged than we think, because he grew up his whole life. Who's my dad? Well, it's not Joseph. God fucked me. It's like, you didn't cheat on dad, did you? No, of course not. Nah, I wouldn't do that.
You know, there's a lot of unanswered questions that...
Really?
And even like, it's like, people like, that look down on that shit. It's like, any time you raise a question, that's just like questioning... The fucking loopholes. People are like, oh, you're going to hell. It's like, no, I just want to know. Like, if you don't have the answer, it's fine. But a lot of them don't have the answer, and they look at you like you're a piece of shit when they're the piece of shit.
According to the Bible, us and the dinosaurs were made on the sixth day. So technically, we should be able to look at dinosaur. We should be able to look anywhere. and dig 10 foot down and find people and dinosaur fossils together. But we can't.
Because if we do, then we're bad people.
Well, because we'd just be following the science. I've got no problem with faith. If you want to believe there's... Look, man, the whole universe is supposed to have come out of nothing colliding with nothing forming everything. That makes no fucking sense. If you want to believe there's something there, have at it.
Yeah.
But don't tell me Noah lived for 950 years.
Because
that's in there. I've read it.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
So it's like, you know, what, are we stone gay people to death at the city limits with rocks? I don't want to suck dick. But if you want to suck dick, suck all the dicks you want. I don't need to throw a rock at you.
Yeah, true.
Just suck those dicks. Like, just... Get out there and suck all the dicks.
But I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
So anybody who wants to judge me, feel free to do it. But I'm good with God, so that's what's important to me. And I really don't care what people think.
Now, on a side note, we tried to reach Jesus for comment, but it turns out that he was unavailable. Spokesman for the religious icon says that he's at the ATM getting $1 bills. But all joking aside, I do sometimes wonder if the super Christians got it all figured out. Find out what people are really into. Things like football, porn, pole dancing, fitness classes. And then just add Jesus. It's a simple formula. And to be honest, I'm a little impressed. So what's next? Sleeping around for Jesus? Maybe getting drunk for Jesus? I know I'm getting a little ahead of myself here, but I do see one of those things happening sometime soon. Don't say that I didn't warn you.
I can't help but feel like this is a financial gain.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with Jesus.
Oh, 100%.
Because it's like how churches don't get taxed.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is just another extortion method.
Yeah.
From not just the people, but they can hide shit from the government.
In my church, they used to do first fruits, where once at the end of the financial year, they would encourage you to give a week's wage as an offering to God.
To the church?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And then they'd tell you in church how to write it off on your tax and all this. And...
Nice.
I was like, didn't Jesus go into the temple and flip the tax collector's table over because he didn't think it was a place to be talking about money? But apparently I read a different book to them.
But what do you know?
Well, I know what I know I can read.
100%. But it's like, man, a lot of things that are in the Bible is where a lot of people look at it in like a literal sense. I look at it as in like a lesson. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's like the whole like Noah... And Dave, like...
Noah and Dave.
Yeah. No, fuck, what's it called?
David and Goliath.
Yeah, David and Goliath.
Noah and Dave. Dave was his neighbour.
Yeah,
he was building a jet ski.
It shows
Noah
how much I know, you know what I'm saying? But it's like fucking... David and Goliath, that's the one. Not David and Noah. I said it so casually.
Oh, shit.
Not even David, I said Dave.
Dave.
Noah and Dave.
And Noah said to Dave,
you shall not pass.
You're not getting on me boat. That's why we haven't heard of Dave. He wasn't allowed on the boat.
No, but it's like, take that lesson, that story. It's like, I look at it as like, never be afraid of your adversary.
Yeah, and it's also, just because someone's bigger and stronger, if you have the right strategy, you can win.
You can, exactly. Yeah. It's like, that's what I take from that. But a lot of people look at it like in the sense where, where's this Goliath and how come we haven't found his bones yet? Like, that's how... A lot of cunts see it.
Mm.
Well, for me, I don't really give a fuck if, like, okay, Noah lived for 950 years. Yeah, a lot of people say it's bullshit. I don't really care. Because what I take from that is, if you take care of yourself, you can live long.
Mm. And if we treat the world like shit, God or Mother Nature is going to fucking destroy it, which is true.
It's logical in a sense.
If earthquake, we can't control earthquakes.
True.
If that happens, it happens. Like,
yeah, so it's like...
So that's, is that God? Well, yeah.
Technically speaking, if you want to put it in...
But even if you don't, like, I've been
it's
on...
It's consequence.
I've been on a volcano before when it's spewing lava. And any second, you can die.
Yeah.
And you've got no control over it. And it's the most crazy feeling because you just realize how insignificant you are.
Mm.
And it's like, no wonder the fucking people on those islands think that ghosts and shit live in there. Because every 10 years or so, they just wake up with fucking, like, flaming... lava through their, you know what I mean?
It's yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
What else would you think?
Mm. You can't help but not think that.
You know what's funny? In Vanuatu, where that volcano is, there's a cult called the John Frum cult. Have you ever heard of this? And it's John Frum America. So they speak pidgin English.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there was an ad there about wearing condoms, and it's like, you got to put them on your prick, was like the pigeon or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But apparently after the First World War and just before the Second World War, apparently this American sailor who was in the military visited this island called Tanna, and he gave them, fuck, I don't know, whatever it was at the time. They would have been lucky to have seen a fucking, like a calculator would have blown their mind when we were there in the late 90s.
Whoa!
Yeah. My parents sent them $50. They sent them a little ice cream container with some fishing line, something, blah, 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 and $50 Australian, and they started a business.
Fuck.
With $50.
That's a spin out.
So, but yeah, they believe that this guy, so basically imagine Jesus, but an American sailor, he went there and all these people
taught him shit.
Stories of meeting John Frum. And then he left and he's coming back. So they all pray for him to come back and bring them new cargo and new technology. And
oh, fuck.
Some people believe that John Frum lives in the volcano and that he'll come back and meet his spirit in the volcano. It's fuck. Fucking crazy, man.
That sounds pretty fucking hectic.
But hey, look, at least I know that American soldiers visited that area. So that's, you know, but I also know that people can't be born without having sex or die and then be buried after crucifixion, mind you, and then come back 3 days later. I also know that's not true, but that doesn't mean that story's worthless. It's like, you know, it's about sacrifice and doing, you know, this person did all this for us, and that's great. But, you know, this is the part I always struggled with, even when I was Jesus'd out, was like the whole, but that's impossible.
What, as in like a
virgin
dying on
birth
the cross?
Is impossible.
Oh, yeah.
Coming back to life is impossible. Walking on water is impossible. Turning fish into something else is impossible. And that's when you get to the whole, well, it's a miracle. Why is it a miracle? Because it's not possible. That's why it's a miracle. But then you go round and round. Can I see the miracle? Nah. When did it happen? Fucking 2,000 years ago. Were there any witnesses? Yeah. Did they write the book? Nah. It wasn't written down for 200 years. Like, it's great shit in there. And, in the Quran, I never remember the verse, but it's like, if you reach out to God at a hand's span, he'll reach at you. He'll reach to you at a fathom's length. If you come walking towards God, he'll come running towards you. If you hold a party, something like if you hold a gathering in God's honor with 5 people, he'll hold a gathering in your honor with 500 people.
Oh, nice.
And basically it's saying, just try to do the right thing.
Yep. And it'll come back
every
around.
Every step you make forward, God or whatever that being in the sky is going to, he's going to make an extra effort because he knows you're trying. And that's really empowering.
Yeah.
And that's from the Quran. I'm not a Muslim.
Well, see, I feel like there's a lot of shit in the Bible where, like I said before, is where people take in a literal sense, as in like, oh, give 10% of your wage like to God or all that shit, right? Is where the way I interpret that verse itself is I want to give 10% of what I have to someone in need.
So, it's not money.
That's what I mean. It can be...
Give 10% of yourself.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, like, coming from that place, that's how I'm putting in God's work, if you were to put it in those terms.
Like, if say you visit your grandma every Sunday. You spend, you know, you help out your neighbor. You know, it's
still 10% it's of not, something. And it's actually much more than 10%.
And also,
when
you look at the... Man, the top... Depends how deep you want to go, but that changes throughout the versions of the Bible. I've looked at that verse from different versions of the Bible, and it goes from you should give to you should tithe.
Tithe?
T-I-T-H-E.
What does that mean?
That's giving 10%. That's what
true.
That's called. Tithing.
Oh, tithe. Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, because...
And the old, like the King James version through to the one I used in my speaking in tongues church... You must give your 10% in your tithe to the Lord. And the old one was like, you must give to the Lord. It's like, that's a very different thing.
Yeah.
Jesus didn't give anyone money.
Yeah.
He gave no one a dollar, but
he gave him a lot.
So what are you saying to us? We've got to give
on
to follow the
him.
Example of someone that wasn't about money.
Yeah.
He was against all of that. It's
That's the thing is where like it's fucked how it, like it's taken so badly out of context because now it's shifting from the whole spiritual side of things to the financial side of things.
Yeah.
So it was the same as Buddha is where he was just saying how he felt about like fucking Hinduism.
Hmm.
So people like forget that he was a Hindu. He didn't say, hey guys, we're going to change this thing now. I'm Buddha. This is going to be Buddhism. It's what came after he died.
Yeah,
it's the same as Jesus.
He just had ideas, and then everyone went, "Fuck, his ideas are great. Let's go crazy on his ideas."
There's a fuck. He's onto something.
Hmm.
And the same thing with Jesus. Hmm. I feel, you know what I mean, as well. Like people, they saw how out the box he was, but really, he was just. I feel like he was just interpreting, to the people, in a easier way. If that makes sense. Yeah, I feel like he simplified a lot of shit.
I don't even know if Jesus is an actual real character or just an amalgamation. It's like when...
Possibility.
So you do a stand-up bit about your friend that's a sociopath.
Yeah.
We live in Australia. I'm sure you have more than one friend who's a sociopath.
Yeah, fucking
But enough. you will push all those into one character because you can't spend all night going through each friend and why they're all a sociopath.
True.
But sometimes you might take three stories and put them into the one character.
Yep. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. So I guess it's
a possibility. Possibility. Yeah, I'm not like necessarily going to take that away from you, because at the end of the day, it did happen 2,000 years ago.
Mm.
What proof do I have of that?
Well, also, because I've gone so deep into it as well, you can look at Zoroastrianism. You can look at Egyptian gods that predate Jesus by a long time.
Yep.
Virgin birth.
It's like it's been taken from everywhere.
Resurrection. It is. And it's like a transcultural memory.
That's a good way to put it, actually. Like,
I've stolen that from Jordan Peterson. I'm not that smart. you got to listen to smart people. That's all I can do.
Mm.
But it's these intrinsic values of and lessons. And each culture's got them, whether it's, you know, the Aztecs or...
Brother, do you want to spin out, man? Is where even like when you watch, or like when I see like clips of ancient cultures and ancient civilizations, and you got cultures that have such a great distance like between each other, yet they're so
similar.
Yeah,
pyramids, like, all that.
You know
what
I mean? It's so interconnected, intertwined. What the fucking word that you want to use? But it's so similar,
and that. It's that point where you want to go, fuck, maybe there was aliens. That's when it starts getting real sexy. Like, maybe the aliens did it.
Well, I feel like the deeper that we go, the more answers we'll find. But the more, these days, the more deeper that you do go, the more walls they try to put up.
Yeah, it's confusing.
As in like, don't go there. Aliens, it's conspiracy. It was just like, all you're doing is trying to just look for, because I don't care what anybody says. The deeper you look into something, the more truth you'll find.
Hmm.
And a lot of people try to get me to be like, because anytime like someone does some shit that I don't like, I'm like, hey, man, don't do that because I don't like it. And then they go, it's not a big deal, man. It's just a joke. Like, why can't you just take it as a joke? I'm like, no. It's not about me not taking the joke. How come you're being a prick?
Yeah, why can't you just say, all right, cool.
Yeah, it's just like, look, okay, I didn't know that you don't like it.
But also, knowing you, you've never said that to me. And I've ripped on you heaps and you've ripped on me heaps. If I said something and you said that to me, I would be like, oh, shit, okay. That's not cool.
But you see, out of respect, though.
Yeah, because I'm not a sociopath.
And you're not you're not a fucking piece of shit. But it's like, I only dig deep if someone wants to get away with doing behavior that to me is unacceptable.
Yeah.
So it's like, if someone's going to make it out like I'm the problem because of the way that I take it, it's just like, nah, it's got nothing to do with how I take it. You just want to keep doing this behavior and get away with it. And you want me not to have a reaction so you can project all that shitty feelings that you have about yourself and how you feel insufficient. So in order for you to feel better about yourself, you want to be able to put someone down with no repercussions.
Yeah, tall poppy syndrome.
And it's just like, it's just not going to happen with me. But anytime they're like, you know, like, what's your problem? I'm like, nah, why do you do that? Have you ever asked yourself why? And all of a sudden, oh, what are you going so deep for? So, nah, because you know I'm going to call you out in your bullshit.
Yeah.
I only go deep when I'm pulling someone's fucking card.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
But you can't. But this is what people like that don't understand. If you act like a dick, someone's going to call you out on it eventually.
Exactly.
And then you either justify your behavior or you think about it. And most dicks
just own it.
Don't.
Yeah, it's like, but in their mind, like, a lot of them, they think, oh, you know, I'm being attacked here, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to fucking own up to it because I feel like this. If I do, I look like a fuckhead. Nah, if you own up to some shit, it means you've been a man.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do, like, too many people in this world always want to be right.
Hmm.
Never want to look bad in a situation.
Hmm.
When it's not about looking bad, it's about, like, if I piss someone off and they tell me and I keep pissing them off, it shows that I don't respect them.
It's the society we live in, man, because it's like, oh, you can't shame anybody. You're supposed to feel shame. That's how you know you fucked up.
Fucking oath.
I feel shame about a lot of shit in my life. Yeah. Because I fucked up.
Fucking oath.
Doesn't mean you should kill yourself for it.
Nah.
Like, you can't. Like, I saw this fucking thing on the internet yesterday, and it was on a major, I think it was Sunrise. Like, they want to ban fucking pass the parcel from kids' parties.
What?
Like, have no tears parties. Because someone has to win pass the parcel.
Oh, no.
And that means someone has to lose.
Fuck off. You know what's funny, man? I got a nephew. Love the dude to bits, right?
Yeah.
Now, he's got a losing problem.
I was bad at that when I was a kid.
Man, to me, it's a blessing. It's just as much as a curse as it is a blessing.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it will motivate you to never fucking, like, want to lose. But
you got to give yourself a break.
That's what I mean. But at the same time, you can't lose. Yeah. You don't know how to lose. Yeah. And you think losing is that you've lost, where you either win or learn.
Hmm.
But of course, as a kid, he doesn't know that yet.
No.
But you should see how fucking bad his attitude is, man. Mm. And I don't even mean that, like...
Well, he's a kid. We're all there.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. It's just like, seeing how he acts compared to other kids, to me, I'm like, fuck. Like, it hurts in a way, because he's my nephew.
Mm.
And it's like, man, not her as in, law, like, look at that kid. It's more like, I feel for him.
Yeah, you're just like, fuck, I wish you could get this together a bit quicker.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Because we all, like, some people are fucking like, really good at sports, but... terrible socially, some people the other way around.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, 100%. And it's just like seeing him, I'm like, man, bro, like, I see his attitude and like, if, like, man, the most simplest game, right?
Mm.
Like, we're playing, not even me, it was like my mum, like my sister, niece, like nephew, and like got these little toy cars and they were like throwing them, like, fuck, how do you say it? Like they were playing with the cars and they were like launching it and like, at a wall.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoever got closest to the wall won.
Yeah.
But then he wasn't that good, and he lost just about every round.
Yeah.
And had about 7 to 10 rounds.
Yeah.
And every single one he lost, and every single round that he would lose, that the tantrums just compounded.
Yeah, yeah.
He was just, ah!
That's what I was like, man.
And he'll be banging his head on the ground. Not hard, but like, no, like I had carpet. Mean. But he just could not bear losing.
Yeah.
And it's like, but then what my mum did is where to compensate of how bad he felt, she'd be like, oh, look, hey, see, like we did, see, hey, yeah, you won. But it's like, it's not helping.
Nah.
Because it's a temporary fix.
See, what I used to hate losing, but I hated it even more if you let me win.
Yes.
I wanted to be good enough to win.
That's what I mean. It's like, I feel like it's undermining the kid. Like, don't make him feel bad about winning.
You need to be like, I don't see,
win.
I don't know how to do that because I know my dad definitely didn't handle it the right way, the way he was doing it.
Yep.
How he dealt with me like that when I was a kid, but I don't know what the right way is because when I play basketball in the afternoon, I'd train every single day, and I'd shoot, and if I missed too many, I'd start punching myself in the arm.
Oh fuck!
And then I'd miss more and I'd punch myself in the arm.
And then you can't even
I've punched myself in the arm 40 times.
Fuck.
I'm missing more shots now, aren't I?
Yeah.
So what am I achieving?
Nothing but losing.
Yeah, because I'm injuring the thing that's going to make the ball go in. It's completely insane.
Yeah. It goes against logic in a sense.
But, and I would go to bed at night and I would lay there and I would picture myself shooting.
Yeah.
And it would
go in.
A clanger every time.
Oh, no shit.
Every time, couldn't get it in. And I I would just try to, it was like counting sheep. I just wanted to see the ball go in once, then I could go to sleep. Nah.
Fuck.
That's like the bipolar brain.
Yeah, yeah.
Just fucking tick, 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 tick,
tick, tick, tick. Just spin out, man.
Retarded. Like, why? Why are you even thinking about this?
Mm.
But that, yeah, just over and over and over, this missed shot, missed shot. That's you. That's me. Just missing every shot. Like,
fuck.
That's how I would fall asleep every night.
No shit.
Failure. Like,
see, like, and that's, okay, there's, I'm not saying like, okay, you have to do it this way or that way, but it's like, as you said before, letting someone win is, to me, is the most undermining thing you can do to a person.
Yeah.
Because that's how I'm saying, hey, you can have a win, but I'll let you win.
Yeah.
Don't let me win.
Mm.
Let me actually win. So I can feel like a winner.
Is a difference. Like if you're teaching a kid to play blackjack, you let them win so they understand the game. They lose, you let them, because you know the rules. You're going to win if you want to win.
Yeah, of course.
So you just make it back and forth. We're going to learn. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but that's a tutorial.
But see, I wanted to be the next Michael Jordan.
Mm.
And look at me. It wasn't going to happen. You know, it's, I knew it wasn't going to happen, but that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to be an Air Force pilot, and then I couldn't do it because of my eyesight. It's like, okay, I'm going to make this band happen. And then there was too many stoners in the band and fucked it up. So, you know, now it's like, comedy, all right, that's a good one. There's a lot of security.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but...
Fuck.
No, fair call, man. But I feel like it all comes down to understanding, like, your own mind.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of time... People's mentality is, oh, I didn't win, I'm going to fucking hate myself, and I'm going to keep hating myself until I get the confidence to win. Yeah. And it's like, all you're doing is breeding negativity. You're just negative on negative. So you're not actually trying to teach yourself, hey, we're going to get the hang of this, blah, we've got to keep trying. It was more like, you're fucking worthless. Do it again. Yeah. Do it again. So you're not actually, like, you're telling yourself that when you're not actually doing anything positive, really.
No. I think comedy's weird like that because I think
it's a paradox.
Because anytime you do something new, it can go terribly, and it does go terribly a lot of the time.
Oh, fucking
nice. Trying new shit. So it's kind of more humbling.
Yeah.
Like you're like, oh, well, there's a good chance it's going to go bad.
Mm.
So you're kind of just like, yeah, all right.
I think that's probably why, like, you enjoy so much, because it's still a gamble.
Yeah.
And, like, the feeling of going good or bad, it's like, you're okay with that?
Mm. Yeah. But,
like, you're not trying to fight it.
Nah.
It's like, you came to terms with it. Like, you're at peace with the fact that it can go good, it can go bad, but I'm going to have fun anyway.
Yeah, it's like roulette. I know that there's a 50-50 chance I'm going to win, but there's also a 50-50 chance I'm going to lose. And it's, you know, I don't bomb 50% of the time, but
yeah, of course.
It is, it's all, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know when that fucking dickhead blogger is going to be in the audience. It's,
oh, fuck.
I'm upset because you didn't use
enough cunt words.
You didn't say, you didn't outline the 76 gender pronouns or something. It's like, just fucking whatever.
Yeah. I know what you're saying though, but yeah, I just can't help but feel like, in a way, like, I actually, right now, where I'm at in terms of comedy and, like, stand-up, I feel like I'm still at that gambling stage.
Yeah, we all are.
Yeah, of course. But I feel like soon it's going to get to a point where it's got a so much more of a higher ratio than it is a gambling one.
Hmm.
Like, see how, like, I look at it as in, like, me going to the cash for a night out hoping to win.
Hmm.
That's how I feel like where I'm at now in terms of stand-up. As in, like, go there, you know, if we win, it's a bonus, but I'm still getting stage time.
But where... then, in 2 years, you're going to be going in there hoping to win, but you can also count cards.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah. Like, next time, it's like soon I'll get to the point where I'm a skilled gambler.
Mm. Yeah, you're good at reading people's faces.
You see what I'm saying?
Cards. Yeah.
Like, so, I feel like...
yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, so I feel like that's the nature of the game, I feel like.
Yeah. And it's also weird, too, because comedy, you can't take it... You've got to be serious about it, but... In and of itself, you can't take it too seriously, or else it stops. It's not funny. It's so weird.
It's. I feel like that's the beauty of the paradox.
Yeah.
Of stand up.
Because
It's like you have to take it serious in a subtle way.
Yeah. It's like if we were going to get our firearms license, we have to take all of that seriously. Yeah. We can't be throwing the fucking gun at each other.
Yeah, it's true.
But with comedy, even if you want to be the biggest in the world, you've still got to be absurd in order to write the material to be the biggest in the world.
Yeah, it's weird. I know what you're saying.
All right. It's getting late, Bruno. I've got a cunty question for you.
Hit me, man.
Cunty questions.
Who's a singer that you can't stand?
Chris Brown.
Chris Brown?
Yeah.
He gives you the shits?
Yeah.
All right. So you've got two options. You can either listen to one song, pick a song, your favorite song, for the rest of your life, and only that song. Every time you turn on the radio, that song's on.
As in their song?
Whatever it is.
Okay.
Whatever your favorite song is. You put on a movie, the soundtrack, if there's music, that song.
Oh, fuck.
Okay?
I've got to choose carefully.
You can listen to any song you want, but it's every song is sung by Chris Brown. Fuck. And it's the however you hate his voice, he's singing it that way.
But I got to just get this out right.
Yeah.
The biggest spin out of me not liking Chris Brown is that I actually have a favorite song from him.
Okay.
That's the weird part, because I don't like to see him perform.
Yeah.
Like, he's too extra, like, all that fucking damn.
Yeah.
Like,
I hate Rod Stewart and all those people, too. It's like, settle down, mate.
Yeah. It's like, stop being in my face.
Yeah.
I know you can dance good, just chill.
Good on you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Michael already did it. Fuck off.
Yeah. It's like, you're not original. But it's like,
so fuck. You don't mind his voice?
I don't, only on one track.
Okay. But would you rather, what's one of your favorite songs?
Forever.
By who?
And
is this him? Or just in general, one of your favorite songs?
Not it's generally one of my favorite, like my only favorite song from him.
So would you rather listen to that song?
Listen to Forever. Music you ever forever. Hear,
forever. Or?
Literally.
Any song you listen to, it's him singing it.
Fuck. I got to choose careful, man, because we're fucking a song. Okay, any song from anyone to listen to forever.
Yeah, but he's singing it.
Fuck.
And so you'd have to go with that, right? Because at least you could remember how the other people used to sing it.
But I feel like it's going to torture me more.
It will fuck every song up you've ever loved.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want him to sing like fucking Tupac Hit 'Em Up. It'll be weird.
So like he's doing Billie Jean, but he's doing it in that American Idol slang. Billie Jean is not my love.
Yuck.
Like
stop
every
it.
Song he's doing that.
All right. So what's the like? Give me like the options again.
Every song you ever hear ever again is sung by Chris Brown. Or you can listen to one song, whatever you want, pick it, your favorite song, but that's all you can hear forever.
Fuck.
Just that one song.
All right, I'm going to have to, it's probably going to kill me, but it will be Price of Life by Lloyd Banks.
Okay. I don't know that song.
It's an emotional roller coaster. And I feel like I'm just going to be on one forever, so I might as well just pick the perfect track for
fuck
it.
Why not? Well, my thought was there's this band called Symphony X. It's like...
You want Chris Brown to sing?
No. They have a song that goes for 35 minutes.
Fuck, one song.
Yeah, and it's progressive music, so it's sort of like there's orchestras and fucking... And because it goes so long, it's like 10 songs.
Yeah.
But one song.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
So it's like a low-key remix.
Kind of, yeah.
Like a compilation
remix.
Well,
it's 35 minutes. That's roughly 7 standard songs.
No, but see, I feel like you have an advantage over me because you've thought this out like pretty well.
Yeah.
Is where I picked a song that goes for 4 minutes. you're picking a song that goes for 35.
Yeah.
And you've known this.
Yeah.
I feel like I need more time to think about this shit.
Okay, well I guarantee you don't know any songs that go for 35 minutes, Bruno.
I was probably gonna say a fucking hip hop 96 compilation.
That's that not one song though.
Yeah, I know, but a fucking, you know what I'm saying, man.
Andy C Nightlife 2007.
Fucking no. Hell no. Those fucking all those CDs where it's already been mixed by the DJ and then people play to DJ parties.
Ugh. All right, I got another one for you. Would you rather eat nothing but shit. So you can have spaghetti, but there's got to be shit in there.
Oh, fuck.
Or...
And I'm picturing that in bolognese. Can, it's weird.
You can eat whatever you want, but you got to insert it anally.
Have to what?
You can eat whatever you want, yeah, but you got to insert it anally. So if you want a banana,
oh,
shelve it.
So if I want stir fry, it has to go up my ass.
So it's either got to have shit in it, or you've got to just shelve the stir fry.
Fuck.
I've just thought of this now.
Fuck. Well, man, I'm going to do a lot of things with my shits then.
Yeah, you're going to get good
fucking
with spices.
Deep fry it, boil it. I'm doing anything.
Yeah, true. Me too.
At least, okay, I don't want to look at a feed and it looks so delicious.
You're gonna have to shove it up
and it's
ass.
Gone. It's gone up my ass. So I can't wait to taste this.
I wonder if that's how chicks feel when they see a dick and it's like, do you want to have anal? It's like, oh, you could put it in your vagina, but instead.
I reckon, actually, on that theory, I reckon it's actually not what we think in regards to how they feel. In there, I'm not saying all of them, but I'm picturing in my head, let's say someone going, hey, babe, ready for some anal? On the outside, she's like, oh, babe, like, not again. But deep down, she's like, oh, thank God.
Have you ever met the one that's like, thank God?
No, not yet.
Where is she? Where is this lady?
Thought you'd never ask. Whoa. I can't help but feel like it would turn me on as much as, it would turn me on just as much as it would disgust me.
Now, that's 100% it.
Mm.
Oh, especially if it, when it's in porn and the dude's dick's like a fucking tree. And the face is just like, oh, it's beautiful, fuck. And you're like, do you want me to call the police,
bro? I've seen some questionable porn, man. Like, I'm talking like, oh yeah, I've seen this one. This chick was getting ravaged by two fake legs, dicks.
Okay.
Like, it looked like a fake leg. That's the type of shit I'm talking. It was huge. But then, man. Even when it went in, she didn't even flinch. And even the guy says it in the porn video. He's like, he puts in her ass. And then she's like, she did not flinch. And then he was like, oh, damn, like, didn't even flinch. And then it was like, it turned me on. But at the same time, I'm picturing, fuck, man. It was probably boring for them because I think that's part of the whole experience, like the reaction. And there was no reaction.
So part of the experience is that they'll hate it.
Low-key.
Just a little bit.
People are going to think I'm more of a fucking
No, it's like, I get it. It's like when I was growing up and I had a wiggly tooth, I used to fuck with it. And it was kind of a little bit painful, but not too painful. It's just enough.
Yeah, but you don't look yourself in the mirror doing it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I was doing it while I was fucking someone up the ass, you know? It's a joke, Breno.
Yeah, I'm not laughing, man. That was weird.
Yeah,
it's fucking good times.
Anal. Good anal sex joke. Well, we've really we've been on fire. It's been really good. And then I've made a joke. You're uncomfortable.
You just no. You just like, I didn't even call, like, that's not a climax. That's like
much like anal.
Well, your dick went soft for that coming. That's what I feel like the climax of this.
What are you, my podcast. Missus? All right, ease up. Okay, yeah, it's been a hard day. I'm tired.
Yeah, I do sound like a really angry chick right now.
I wouldn't want to assume your gender. What's your preferred pronoun, by the way?
Cunt, end this shit, all right?
Cunt?
I'll fucking end it.
Cunt, you said it's cunt? So
no.
Everyone, Bruno's preferred pronoun is cunt. So when you see him, say, hey, cunt. And how can people follow you online, Bruno?
I have a Facebook, Bruno Oliveira. I have a picture of me with a microphone stand. Click on that one. Add me as friend. Follow me on Instagram. Bruno Entertainment 19. Holla at your boy. Holla.
That was the most passionate sales pitch. Yeah, I'm on the internet. Fucking have a look. You'll find me. I've got a picture. I've got a face. It's a microphone.
If you look at it, you'll see. Follow me on Instagram. Bruno Entertainment 19. I just forgot my own shit. Yeah,
why 19?
Huh?
Why 19?
Because I couldn't do Jabrina Entertainment.
Why?
Because it was taken. I don't know.
You should fight him.
What, like?
You should do an entertainment off and see which Bruno's more entertaining.
I would not win that challenge.
Oh, you would. All right, know, everybody. Man. Bruno, he's the cuddle pimp. He's the Portuguese assassin.
My man.
He's currently on charges that we can't talk about.
Not in this podcast.
No, he's not. He's not. He's a good boy. But all right. Thanks, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. It's been good fun. I appreciate it.
Make sure you check out Bruno and follow him online and follow him home. His address is...